Hello beautiful people, what's up? And you're listening to Keep It Down with me, Elena. So, how are you guys doing? I hope you're doing absolutely great, happy and safe with your loved ones, enjoying this time. I know there are a few people who are very sad, very depressed, very unhappy from staying away from home or having issues at home. But definitely, guys, believe me, everything is going to get better and you're going to be back to your life. So today's podcast is my first ever podcast and I'm so excited from heart that I am finally launching my first ever episode. So I hope everybody enjoys it. And if you have any comments about not liking it, let me know. You can connect with me on Instagram at Elena_A25. That's my account, so you can DM me and let me know if you have any nice feedbacks. So first and foremost, if you have read the description of my account, it says everything about what I want to tell you guys in a short note before listening to my podcast. But if not, let me say I'm going to be talking about relationship, career, friendship, family advices, career choices, friendships and whatnot. Did I repeat anything? I'm not sure. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff. First and foremost, when you hear a relationship, you'll be like, so this girl has gone through a relation? No, I haven't got into a relationship yet. But I meant is everybody has that phase of life, and before that you have an experience before that too, right? That is what I go under relationships about. I definitely don't have a relationship, okay? So don't misunderstand me. So these are what I'm going to be talking about in my channel, and everything will come to you. So this is the official first episode of what I'm going to do, and I'm going to talk about a lot of things today, but mostly I'm going to introduce a few characters in my life who you'll be hearing in the near future about in the further episodes too. So stay tuned and let's get started. So guys, so today's first topic I chose to talk is about friendship. I think friendship is something that everybody wants at a point of life. And that's something you create as time goes. And that's not something that is born within you or with you. When you just come out to the world, you don't have a friend. You create as time goes on, you create that friend of yours. So friendship is something that you search for and not something that comes to you automatically. So I think there are a lot of people at this time searching for a good friend, or a lot of people who seek for a good friend, or a lot of people who have a friend who only says negative and who spreads negativity, and you just want to get away from that friend. Now, if you don't have both of it, you're lucky, but start searching for a friend because that is going to make a lot of change in you. So let's get into my story. Let me introduce my first characters of all my characters of my friendship. And let's get on to the story. So let's hear about my story, what I want to share about, what I've understood as of now, about what friendship could be. So firstly, let's introduce the characters of my friendship. As of now, my life has a lot of friends, but the ones who I can say as a soulmate or a person who only understands me would be one or two. I'm a person who likes to socialize a lot and have a long, huge friend group. But definitely when it comes to somebody who I can tell everything to, I would prefer one or two friends. But again, I love socializing and I love having a huge friend circle to hang out, to talk to go out, to be in school with, to be in college with, to be in life with. But definitely, like I said, when it comes to a minimal friendship, I would like one or two people who I could tell everything to. That does not mean if another one comes with the same intention of being the best friend I can have and relates to me, I would definitely accept. Does not mean that I don't want them, because I have initially told I want only one or two person in my life. No, never. That's not going to happen. So let's name my characters M, A and D. We're going to have three characters here. And I'm going to be talking about M, I'm going to be talking about A, and I'm going to be talking about D. I think I might initially, as time goes on, I might reveal their names, but for now, I'm not interested with that. So that's the reason why I thought initials would make it better. Because even if that one day in life, when I tell them that I had a podcast and I told about you guys, I don't want anybody to feel bad, anybody to feel good. Because I'm going to make it very unfiltered and I'm not going to create up stories and just an issue here. Okay? Okay, so I'm going to be talking about my mad group of friends, or the MAND. And before that, I'm going to be quoting a small quote that I remember somebody told me. And this very person, I'm pretty sure, never created that one. It was definitely from somebody else that person got to know. And I think if we Google it, we get to know who did it. I haven't done that because I like to believe that that person has told me and that person is the one who influenced me with it. And I think quotes can make a change. So let me tell it to you guys. And if it strikes you, let me know, because it makes a lot of difference. So the quote was, "A single rose can make a garden and a single friend can make your whole world." It is definitely true. A friend is somebody that does not come with your blood relation and is somebody from another blood taking care of you or loving you or respecting you as your blood. A lot of confusion? No, right? So yeah, I truly started believing in my imaginations about friend, about true friend, after listening to this quote. But definitely, when reality check came in, that is when true friends I started discovering. So, let's rewind a little back. So, remember when I was in third, I shifted from Mumbai to where I am now. And when I changed, I was very unsure about having friends here, because I had a few friends in Mumbai who were very close to me, close to my heart. And shifting from them really made a lot of difference. But I kept that faith in me alive that I know how to socialize and I will become friends. And I remember that time when, you know, we say, "Do you want to be my friend? Let's be friends. Let's do a pinky promise and let's be friends." These are the ways how we used to make friends. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people might have made true friends from then. But I think the friends I made wasn't true, but they were enough to say good friends. They still remember me, they still talk to me, but they aren't that true friends or that soulmates or that friends, best friends. No, they aren't that. They're just friends. They're just people who they see you, they might say hello, they might say hi at this time. They will not come back to you and talk. We might have to go to them. Depends on their character. So those are the friends who were of the third grade. Third grade, they were my best friends, but now is the situation I said is, they aren't that close. So third, fourth, fifth went like that. Now in fifth, I got this one friend. She's not a part of this MAD. And I thought she's going to be my true friend because she was also very understanding. And I don't know, we used to talk so much, we used to share stuff so much. We used to gossip so much. So I really thought that she's going to be my friend forever long. And we always talk about it. Or even about the future plans. But as soon as we got into sixth, I didn't have much in connection with her. Because she changed her class. So I thought, okay, now she's not going to come back to me. Leave it again, a set of new friends. But by seventh, I realized that again I got her in my class, but I wasn't sure again of having her still as my best friend, because when she changed for that 1 year, she showed her true colors by not even remembering me until I went and socialized myself to say hello to her. So let's say she was not meant for me, and I really, really understood that. These are some tiny ways you get to know that, you know, this person is not meant for you for your lifelong. Just a friend for a certain period of time. That's it. So, by 7th, when she again became friends, I thought she was gonna, but I had that initial thing that said inside my heart that she was not gonna remain a longer time. If this year again she becomes a friend, she might stay for a year or so. Again, if she gets split, she's gone. So that was initial my idea, and I was like, okay, fine, let's have be friends with her. I had sleepovers, I had hangouts with her. Yes, it was the best time of life. Now let's go a little more rewinded. In sixth grade, I had another two friends. One was A from the MAD. Again, I have heard that a lot of friends say that a friend that you underestimate when you see them the first time, you might even bitch about them, you might even have a fight with them, but those might be that friend in future who is going to stay with you forever. That bad bitch in your life, yes, she is going to be staying with you for a longer time. I didn't believe that until I realized this about this A. So A was in my class, but I never realized she was in my class because she used to not talk much, nor did I to her. But we had a group activity in our school, and that is when we met each other initially. And another friend of mine fought with her, and I told her to say sorry, but the fight went including me, and A went and complained to ma'am. Now, right now, it sounds funny, but at that time, it was very kiddish of us to go on to that believing that complaining is a huge deal, as if going to a court for an issue. So, we were sad, we were angry, but we apologized to her and we left it. And this bad bitch there was the friend that went on to life till today. Now, about M. Let's rewind a little more behind. In 4th grade, I met her in my bus. We both stayed 2 lanes apart. We recite from the same church. We recite from the same church class. The same church group where our parents are also involved. And the same bus, the same school, the same batch. Everything relates a lot more with her. We both had a lot of likings too. And that's the reason why I had her as my friend. And she's the letter M. Okay. Our parents initially, as time went, our mothers, our fathers, and our grandmothers, grandfathers weren't alive, both of us, became friends. And yeah, she was also the friend that I had, which comes as M. Now, I met her in 4th, but I was just having her in my bus. School was just not able to meeting her because she's not my class. Until 6th, I got official friends, the M and the A. D hasn't come into my life, but I'll bring her in. So M and A became my first best friends, and I had them. We went for a trip, I went for an excursion that made me a lot more closer to them. And initially they became so close to me that I couldn't live without them. I had to tell them every single secret. Now, I'll tell you a negative point of both of them, so you get an understanding ki why I might have created an issue with one of them, and now they're not part of my lives. So, M was a person who likes to compete a lot with a person. Say it if it's her own best friend also, she would love to compete. Bring it to marks, bring it to studies, bring it to proper lives. To any social issue, she had to have a competition there. That's not something that I would prefer, and I would never compete with any of my friends. But yeah, she was that kind of person. I did try a lot to do that. I mean, to help her out and to stop that habit of hers. But I knew she was never ready to change because her mom was initially also, interested in a competition. So competition kept going and I didn't give a shit. The other one, the A, she had no negatives. One of her big positives was she likes to hear in people. And she was a person who used to listen to a person. She used to give her ears and give time and used to listen to whatever we say. She used to be very hospitable, but yeah, she's very open-minded. So if she does not like a certain thing, she'll open her mind and thought and would say. Again, I wanted a friend like that because any opinion you ask, I don't want a fake opinion. When she is your best friend, I expect them to say everything openly. And that was my friend number 2, A. Next friend will only come a little more ahead of the story. So let's go slowly. Okay. The next friend was, I had a lot of friends. So what happened after sixth was a lot of fun. We three were just that best friends. After the fight with A, I didn't know I was going to meet her after a fight. Though, or after a bitching, gossiping session. But yeah, she also became our best friend. She also apologized from her part. And yeah, my second bitch friend was that. At 7th we got in. Me and M were in the same class. A was in another class. A was very sad because A wanted to be with us. But unfortunately, it did not happen. But it was completely fine. We used to meet her in that first week of class, first month of class, first 2-3 months of class. But later, we got busy in our own classes. Now, in the 7th grade, I made a group of friends. I wasn't sure whether they were going to stay with me for long, but I was sure that they were a nice group of friends. There were 2-3 people who used to bitch a lot, but what to say, everybody gets a bitch in their lives, right? So we'll just avoid that. And soon after I made them friends, I enjoyed a lot of time. We had so many hangouts. But soon as we got into 8, everybody in that group got split into equal portions. So me, M and A were in different classes during the 8th grade, which again led to everybody being separate. That is when everybody tried uniting again, me, M and A. The other group members completely were split. Two of them changed school, so none of them were interested in others' business. So it was just me, M and A, because we realized that we are good friends, best friends, we need to stay together. So that is when that continuation of friends initially took place. Now, 8, definitely we had that good bond between three of us. We never avoided any of anybody. And M and A were happy friends with me. So comes the next character, the D of our friendship. So what happened was, D was in my bus, but D used to sit in some other place. So M once bitched about me to her, saying that she's one irritating person. I wasn't sure about that, but I believed it since she's my friend since a long time. I used to believe whatever she says. So when D was in my class during the 8th grade, I wasn't sure about talking to her because I have a bad impression about her. I had the mind character set about she being a bitch and not talking to her. But as time went, I had nobody who I knew in that 8th grade class. It felt like everything was new, and that's the reason I became friends with D. Officially, we were such good friends. We used to talk a lot, though D had a group of friends already in that class, old friends. I was the new one to their group. But as the end of 8th was coming, we had a Christmas event, and me and D became such close friends because we were the host of the event. We were the event organizers for that. And initially, I got to become her best friend. Now, as we got into 9th, me, D and A were in the same class. And M became in another class. And also remember that M, as time went on, she got into a lot of competition mind. That everything in her mind was just of competition. Be it from Instagram starting, to how much followers she made, which was something very silly of a topic to say, but yeah, her competition was to think about how many followers she made, to even of how much marks she got, to what position she's in school about. Now, definitely that's not something that everybody would look up to, but yeah, what to do? That's the friend. As time went on, I wasn't sure about again having friends, but I keep assuring that I want a good friend. Now, what happened was, initially as time went on, I noticed that M was going a lot more behind my circle. I have this thing, a logic in my mind, that you know, we have circles in our heart, or circles in our soul, or circles in our life. If you're a person who's close to me, you come further in my circle. And if you're a person who's going away from me or creating issues with me or just staying away from me, you are going behind the circles. So what happened was, I realized over time was A and D was coming closer as the bond with me was increasing, and M was going a lot more farther because the bond between us was going very bad. I did try my level best to keep it up with her, but it didn't go how I wanted. 9th went on, 10 came in, and as of time went, I noticed was M wasn't chasing her dreams or chasing her ambition, but she was going through different thoughts. She wanted to be a level hide society person, a person who gets a high level stand in the society, a person who is respected and famous for. I felt like she wanted to be that. D had the same ambitions and career thoughts about what M had, but she was very open-minded, narrow-minded, and very thoughtful. That's the reason why I still have her as my friend officially. A is always have had only what decisions I make. She's always agreed onto it. And we being such close friends, let's be honest, we both have the same career choices even, and the same college plans to go on to, and the same every single plan in life. So I'm happy to have her in my life, a person who can stay with me for a longer time. Now when it goes to M, 9th and 10th went in the same pace of friendship. When 10th started, I realized her competition had increased. Her mind had completely changed. Her attitude, her character, everything changed. And what happened was, one day me, M and D, not A, A wasn't there, M, D and me went to M's house. And I thought was, when we get holidays, we should cope up with the person who we don't talk that much as time went on. And we should try becoming back to normal with them. And we shouldn't have any, differences between friendship. So easily I tried my level best to keep up. But I felt like, no, she wasn't the one. But still we went on, and we went to watch Netflix and chill karne ke liye. We went to M's house, me and D. A wasn't there. And we were playing, talking, we ordered food from out and etc. And as our food came, we were talking, and suddenly we got into an argument. Silly argument of me not picking a call. So I told that I have this habit of keeping my phone on a mute. I don't know why. Because certainly during classes, during meetings I have with any internships, I don't like involving calls in it and getting disturbed at any situation. So that's what I did to stay away from it. So I don't pick calls at all, but I do respond to messages if I see it at time. So I told her that I don't pick any calls, you can ask anybody. So she said, no, you only pick these calls, you're avoiding me from your life. And I said, if you're taking like that, it's not my issue, but I have done my level best to tell you what the fact is. Because I knew that she knew more than me, because she was somebody who stayed with me from an earlier time than D and M, A did. And M was the one who stayed with me longer. How can she argue like that? So I continued telling her the fact, and she said, no, you are trying to be different with me and different with the others. And she continued. She said, you only use me for your needs. You only use me when you want me. You only call me when you want me. You only do anything you want if you have a need of me. And if you don't, you never remember me. This was how her statement quoted. And I felt so bad, because can she just say that our friendship as of now was everything that I used her for, or was something that I used her for my need? Is that what friendship is? Because I believe friendship is a bond of affection to a certain person who you keep a bond with for a long period of time. And this is not what I call as friendship about. And I was so sad. I went from her house soon after that. My mom came to pick me, so I went. And later I decided that I don't want her in my life anymore. That was that instant decision, because she was the longest friend I've had in my life. Because from Mumbai I came. Mumbai had only two friends I had from there. And they were just for 3-4 years. Then I came to... here, when I came here, I met her first when I was like in third end to fourth beginning. And since fourth from that till now, she's been my friend. And the others, the A and D, I met them later. They have a smaller span of friendship. Still, I never expected her to underestimate me, because I thought she was the one who understood me the most among the three, but she was the one who least understood me. And that made me completely at that certain decision, made me decide, because I felt that hurt, and I never knew that my friend would take me in that position. And I didn't say anything. I was completely fine with it. I left on it, and later I decided to just leave it up. I just stopped talking to her, and she did the same. I believe she understood that this was the reason. I believed she just wanted, she was waiting for a chance to get ignored by me, etc., etc. And as time went on, she first got some kind of infection. I don't know what it was. I got to know when I went to my tuition for extra studies, and I messaged her through Instagram saying that I hope you're doing good, if you want, because I am very concerned about health, and she being my oldest friend, even though we have fought at a situation where you are sick, you never play with anybody's health. And definitely I messaged her saying that I hope you're fine. She ignored my message. So I felt, who made the issue here? She did or I did? She did, I believe, and if she has done, when I'm trying to be better to her and leave it out, she's not ready to. So I understood that she does not want me also in her life, and I left on it. Later, she was tested positive for COVID, she and her whole family. So my parents were in touch because they are close friends. I, again, according to the person I am, I showed my concern as soon as I got to know. I showed my decency to message her. And as I messaged her, again, my message got ignored. Now, I can see on Instagram whether my message is seen or not. And it's definitely seen. And I definitely believe if it wasn't shown like that also, I know she would see, because she's full-time on Instagram active. As soon as I put a story, she sees. But post, definitely she won't like, because that's that attitude of fight. Understandable, even I would do the same in her position, that I would never like any of her posts, etc. But yeah, she did the same. And that day onwards, I completely have stood out with my mind and have decided, even in future, if I get that one friend in life, even if I'm left out with that one friend, be it anybody, I will do my level best to save that friendship. But I'll never accept any kind of rudeness or attitudeness, or, you know, any hurting personally, telling that you have used our friendship. That's not something that I accept, because I take in my friendship with so much heart and soul, with so much effort to keep them always alive, to keep them always fresh. But when somebody takes it in a wrong meaning, it is understandable that they don't want to be friends with you. So that's what I learned from my friendship. And I'm telling you guys, if you guys want to create a friend, if you have a friend who's very faithful to you, you guys have a huge, huge success in your attitude and character. If that person is this close to you and you've been such good friends and you've maintained your friendship from how you were till today, you have really achieved a lot, because you guys have had the eventually same kind of wavelength to same kind of understanding to everything, and the trust you kept in each other is what you both have still stayed in, or how many people you are in a group. So I would definitely say I have removed M from my life. M is no more a part of my life. Now it is only A and D. They are this close because we still are on touch. We still call each other. Though A does not call me every day because she has her own family. She's a little busy at home, etc. Still, we try keeping in touch. And I don't know what, but she always understands me. Whenever I'm lonely, I get a call from her, which is so unexpected. And that's why I call her as my soulmate. Even D, she's actually busy now learning for her medical studies. But I'm telling you guys, she calls me, we have a 3-hour gossip session, we talk that long, and we share everything that we want to share with each other, and we keep our friendship alive. Even A, Whenever I'm feeling lonely, a call comes from her. What happened? Are you fine? And I'm like, yeah, I am. So she said, no, you aren't. She understands me. I don't know how, but I think that's the connection we have between each other. And I'm faithfully and happily very happy because I think at least I've tried keeping alive my friendship with those two people, at least when I lost one of them. And they have always been supportive, and they both were there in the same scenario of seeing what happened. So they both understand why the reason I took a decision like that. And I'm respected with it. So I am very thankful for the friendship I have. I would definitely warn you guys to always take care of your friendship. Always try keeping them alive. And always see whether they're positive to you or they're negative. I would have made this decision early if I knew she was an unfaithful friend. Because she's done a lot to me. She's always gossiped and bitched about me to others. She's always told bad about me to others. Previously, when I was a friend, and I remained ignoring it because I knew a friendship should go properly. I shouldn't just tell these negative stuff and create an issue between us. Let's take the friendship better. But as soon as I understood that she's trying to put out her mind to me, I understood that she's a negative person. She does not want me in her life. And that's it. That's a full stop. So definitely, guys, this is what my friendship is about. I hope you liked the story of Mad, and if you did, stay tuned for another story too. Not about friendship, I think something else for the next episode. But I have already planned what it's going to be. It's going to be something very interesting, so stay tuned. Until the next episode, tada bye bye, lots of love. Remember to stay happy, keep smiling. You guys are beautiful. Tada bye bye. So I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast, and if you did, do let me know by following me and messaging me on Instagram too. My Insta ID is elena_a25. I would definitely love to see your suggestions, your feedbacks regarding the podcast and etc. And stay tuned, and don't forget to tune in again because there is a lot of podcast episodes coming up that I've planned for you. So definitely stay tuned. Until then, lots of love from me to you, and bye-bye.